Greetings once again, pilgrims walking with Jesus. This is Pastor Bob, and it's episode 22 of our John in June excursion. Today's also a very special day in the life of the Vine Street Christian Church. It happens to be the birthday of our blessed matriarch Anne Huffman. So let's reach out and make sure she knows how much she means to us. Amen. Just a little pastoral preference there. And if you really get in the mood, you can belatedly say happy birthday to John Watkins, who was yesterday, I think. But God bless Anne Huffman, and we move along with Jesus. And today it's just a very special day. This is a famous text selection from the Gospel of John. It's chapter 17, and it's Jesus' prayer for the disciples, for all of us. And if you just kind of open up and hear the words and let this be Jesus' prayer to you, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, and it's a very special way to spend a Friday with each other and with Jesus. Well, today we've got the ginger and peach herbal tea. I haven't had that in a while. Forgot how good it was. And we're trying to light the votive, but it's... Hey, let's give it one more try. And we're having trouble accessing the wick, because it's been burning every day this month. But we got it. It may not last. Okay, well, we got it for this second. All right. And the monks are chanting. So let us begin. It's chapter 17 of the Gospel of John. The prayer of Jesus for his disciples. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. Continuing, Jesus continues to pray. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. Chapter 17 of the Gospel of John, Jesus' prayer to his Father for his disciples. What a wonderful prayer. Deep and rich. Full of insight and especially hope. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to declare that I do not belong to the world. I belong to Jesus and his Father, but I am in the world. And being in the world, I am here to show others truth, so that they also may be one with all of us. Well, that was full and deep. And as we settle down for the evening around our virtual campfire tonight, preparing probably for some grilled fish, who knows? Jesus comes over and gives us these final words for the night. He says this: stay calmly conscious of me today, no matter what. Remember that I go before you as well as with you into the day. Nothing takes me by surprise. I will not allow circumstances to overwhelm you so long as you look to me. I will help you cope with whatever the moment presents. Collaborating with me brings blessings that far outweigh all your troubles. Awareness of my presence contains joy that can endure all eventualities. What a lovely message for whatever you may be going through today. And aren't we all going through something? Amen. I just might send that out to a few people on my heart today. Well, We will have our 10 a.m. Facebook Live service tomorrow. Sunday. And we may begin to open up a week later. We're in conversation about what and how to do that. And if you have any thoughts, suggestions, ideas, fears, please send them to me by email or text and let me know, as Ed always likes to get the input of the congregation in decisions like this. But before then, we have another day. We have tomorrow, and it will be June 27th, and we will have episode 23. But as for today, let's stay in the moment and let God speak to our hearts and give us peace and comfort and joy.